It has tracks. You can print. He has a variety of different tracks, state tracks or straight tracks, as well as different types of curves, intersections, all of these that he's designed, so it will run on a track. It is not HO scale, as he put it. It's larger than an HO scale. But yeah, it's got, you know, the working wheels and all of that stuff. So powered, it's the remote control. You'll use a standard CyberBrick remote control and the components and that in it. So that's pretty cool. I ended up buying more filament for this project because I liked the color scheme that he had. So I had several of the colors, but there was like two other colors that I had that I bought. One was a forest green, a dark color, and then there's a deep red in matted colors. So, but the only thing I could get forest green was in was a PET G. So there's most of it's going to be in matte colors, but there's PET G for that one. And luckily, the device, each part is printed individually, so I can print it on the A1 printer on a single color and or on the other one. These are not multicolors. You will print each separate part, and then they get glued together.
Oh, very good. Very good. That sounds like an interesting project. All right. Well, I shall let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night. KCYVF, KCAVOA.
All right, Rick. Yeah, with this one here, it's going to be another expensive project. I know I got the CyberBrick components, the box that comes with that. They're normally like $60, and I got them. They had them at Christmas. They had half price, so I got them for like $35 for the kit that has all these service motors and a bunch of stuff in it. And part of those things in that kit I'm not going to use. It comes with like rubber tires for doing cars and things like that. But quite a few of the parts I'm going to need. Plus, there was quite a few other parts in certain size screws that I needed. I needed the part in order to generate the steam for the engine. Some lighting things that I had to order off on Amazon. I got one part coming in. He added a late part to it to help couple. He added lighting. So when the train lights, the other cars, the passenger cars will have lighting in them as well. So I had to buy some additional wiring in order to do that. That's supposed to be in. So I got like 35 in the main CyberBrick, and I've got probably another 40 in the rest of the other electronics. So there's about $75, $80 just in the electronics itself to go into this. So going to be a fairly long, complex project. You can make as many cars and that you want, so as big as you want this train to be. And like you said, he's going to be adding to this project as time goes on to fulfill his crowdfunding proposal that he has to do. So we will add those as we go. So it should be fun. And we'll see how this turns out. I'll be working on that. And I still got an engine, two-cycle engine, that I bought the parts for that I was supposed to do with my grandson. I still haven't printed that one yet, so that's still on my to-do just list for him and I to put together. So 73 tonight, Rick. We'll talk to you tomorrow. KC8YVF with KC8VOA.
Okay, Ron, you have a wonderful night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night. KC8VOA.